Yeah. I wanted to tell you, like, this is, yeah, like, this is, like, hard for me to do.
Okay.
And I think you pretty much know what it's about. It's the DEAP heating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, we had to be granted special permission for that. And so, you know, policies and procedures and all that. And so, it kind of, like, I was hoping to that we would be able to wait to do a lot of things through the employee handbook and management manual, and we're still going to do that before Christmas, but this just couldn't wait any longer.
Okay.
And so, like, I took this opportunity to just, like, hey, like, clear, like, my thoughts and everything and put it down. So, and I really want this to be, like, first of all, I want you to know that despite, like, even though you don't know, like, a couple months ago, like, I have, like, self-nominated myself as your, like, life coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I want you to know, like, I'm, like, deeply committed to your success.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, like, an objective account of a couple of things. And it's mainly having to do with just, like, like passion and initiative for the logistics and operations of the maintenance department. So I wrote this. It's three specific, three... Okay. The second two, the first is just the one regarding EEAP. The second page is long, but it's mainly because it sets forth maintenance work orders and maintenance projects and just discusses it in general. So I want to give you a few minutes to read it slowly and take your time. What?
This is wrong.
What is that?
We're waiting for HR. We can't do anything about the interviews. We have to get Martha's approval.
For what?
Priscilla's been sending you the interview. We can't set up the interviews. We already set them up for Thursday. But if Martha doesn't approve our practicum or our questions, we can't proceed.
You don't need to have the practicum and the questions approved?
Yes, it does. I have the emails from Lori, and I have the emails from Priscilla, and I have the emails from Martha. We are waiting, and it even says, Lori states, Martha, can you please approve these questions? It says it on there. We've done everything that we did. There's nothing else. I can't...
Have they been preferred in the system?
Everything's ready. We're waiting on HR. Everything's ready. We set up the date. We can't start the times because we're waiting for HR to give us a time to say, okay, these questions are perfect.
Well,
and the practicum is okay. We send them to you, then they send them to HR. We haven't responded. HR has not responded. I even have the emails from Lori.
Oh, yeah, I have the emails from Lori.
So,
but I think what it asked for was not for them to be submitted to Lori. I asked, hey, can you send them to me?
I did.
Yeah, I know you did.
The next day you asked for them.
Right, I know you
and
did.
And I sent you the practicum, and then you never replied to me if they were good enough. And then in HR, then we sent them to Priscilla. Priscilla sent them to HR because they wanted us to put their first question and their last question and then our questions in the middle.
Right.
And then Lori says, do you approve this, Martha? And Martha, to this day, hasn't approved it.
Right. So that doesn't impede you from scheduling the interviews.
Well, yes, because we can't proceed the scheduling of interviews without the approval of HR.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. But
plus, I already handled it. I gave it to Priscilla. Priscilla is the one that has to coordinate with the calling of the employees, of the applicants, and setting them up at 8 o'clock. I already gave those instructions to Priscilla. That is not my responsibility. I've already done my part. Now, if Martha got it to us today and said, yeah, it's okay, then I would tell Priscilla, go ahead and start scheduling the interviews. We're ready for them. How is that my responsibility if I followed procedure? And I think all of this is all of this is ridiculous because we submitted all this to you back in July. Me and Frank. We do not handle finance, we don't handle budget, we don't handle any of that.
Correct.
You handle it. You said, and this is your statement, okay?
Okay.
I even have emails that say that's not a priority. Canoteo Middle School weight room is priority. Move everybody over there. I have your email. It states to move all our employees to CMS. We've done that.
Sure.
Whether you wanted to move on DAP is not my responsibility. I can't be nagging after you and saying, hey, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this.
What did you want me specifically to do?
Hire a contractor.
I had no quotes.
They were given to you by Frank. Frank took care of all of this. He said, we're going to have to repipe everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's the plumber.
Right.
So back then there was no procedure like you have now.
There's school, dude.
But you never instructed us at that time back in July to go through the way we're doing it now.
School dude has been in place for a while.
But not to where it is now. The procedure on what you gave us to do school dude that Priscilla created.
That's correct.
When was that?
That was done recently.
So how can you write me up for something that it was your responsibility, and now you're making it my responsibility, and it's all right.
No,
it's wrong because there's other issues that we've reported to you that you haven't taken care of, but yet you handle all the money. We don't.
That's correct.
We don't.
I agree.
Whether
with
you tell us, get us three quotes, but when it comes to your stuff, you get one quote. You get one vendor. We get three quotes, and then sometimes these guys don't even want to come and do quotes for us anymore.
Right.
They don't. Because they don't, first, they don't get the job. Second, they don't get the response. You know, it's just, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You can put everything on me, that's fine. But this is not going to, this doesn't sit well. Because this is a written reprimand. I haven't even gotten a warning. This is the first one in 6 years that I get. 6 years. And I've been through much worse administrators or directors than this. And this is not right. It's not right. Because you move on something like this, yet you don't move on other employees.
Such as what?
You know.
Seriously.
Yeah. You do. And it's all right.
But we're going to... I mean, the situation has come up again, and we're obviously dealing with it via the grievance now, so... Via the grievance now. So...
I think this is just a washing the hands on somebody else. And that's fine, because I am the guy, I'm the maintenance supervisor. Now all of a sudden I am the maintenance supervisor, yet I can't get these guys to come in, I can't get these guys to answer their phones, I can't get these guys to do anything because they laugh at me, they talk right in front of you, they do all this stuff against me right in front of you, and yet you don't put a strong hand on them so they get away with everything. These guys take 2-hour breaks, these guys don't have any responsibilities. We have more work orders than we've ever had in our life here. That's fine, you can write me up on this. But it's not going to stay here. It's not. Because this is wrong. This is very wrong. Very wrong. I'll take responsibility when I do something wrong. But this is not something I did wrong. I've always taken responsibility when I did something wrong. Always. Even with my license. I didn't do nothing wrong, but I took responsibility. I reported to my executive director, and then it got blown out of proportion.
It was reported to HR.
Mm-hmm. And the school board and everybody else.
The school board specifically inquired about it.
Oh, ma'am. Yes, I heard it.
Right.
You're the one that brought it up. I have to make sure that we maintain a wastewater operator license. Ms. Laura Soros said, don't we have one? And then you said, and Ron, what's his name? And Pablo, and she said, okay, all right then. And then you said, no, but he doesn't. And he goes, there's some issues there, but he's taking care of them. And you're like, yeah, but no, but his is expired. And she's all like, well, what is he going to do? Take a test? And she goes, yeah, okay. And then they moved on. This is all ridiculous. I've seen this before. It's all right.
Well, I know the maintenance department is complicated, and I'm not looking for, let's just say in the case of the PM program or something like that, as it says there, it's not looking for it to be completed. It's not looking for it to be 100%. It's not looking
when
for it to
be... When have you given me any training on PM?
I have not trained you in PM.
So how can you want me to take over something?
No, I don't want you to take over.
How do you want me to take the initiative of going over all this when you have wastewater problems, you have other problems in the district that we need to take care of?
That's correct.
And how do you want me to take responsibility? Do you know that the PM, a PM program is done by one person? And that's by the, even my instructor told me. He goes, that's crazy to put you as a PM. I have one guy taking care of PMs just to do the work. Not to do the work, to create the work orders. PM, and it doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen without training.
That's correct.
And he even told me to tell you, that on PMs, you have to have patience, because there's no way that from one day to the next, you're going to have...
That's correct.
A person can sit there and...
I agree.
A person can sit there and say that he goes and does all this stuff at home and all this. I've been doing stuff at home. I've been researching PM. The problem is, there's no way that I could do a PM. There is no way.
I agree.
There's no
way. And it says there, right there, it says... By no means is the expectation that the PM program be completely in place 1 month later. However, to date, initiatives to implement PM Direct, such as seeking out growth or learning opportunities, have been lacking. So I'm not saying there's the PM thing is huge, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a massive project. I have no expectations.
It's not even in our job description.
Yes, it is.
Where is it in?
Complete periodic reports of maintenance... program progress. A written preventative maintenance procedure for all district buildings and equipment. So I'm not asking. So what this is about isn't about like, hey, you know, like, it's not about like, hey, a very tight thing. It's like, hey, like YouTube, or, you know, like video clips, or like, hey guys, like what we were doing in the beginning, do you have an inventory of all the equipment, of all the product numbers? Are we slowly collecting? It's not about you doing it all of yourself either. It's about managing it. It's about distributing the work amongst all the other guys.
When would you like me to do all this?
Yeah, so here's the thing.
When would you like the main supervisor to take over?
Not take over.
Take over
not
all the responsibilities of the whole district when he's not only a maintenance supervisor, I'm also a wastewater operator. Once we get rid of our plant, we'll be a little. It's going to relax me a little bit. But you know what? I can lack on the wastewater. If you give me directive, I can lack on the wastewater, and then we'll get $10,000 fines, and we'll get in our names on the newspaper because. In my job description, it says to
That's
operate
correct.
And maintain that plant. And if I don't have that opportunity to do it, then that's not my fault. And I make my notes because that's what we were taught when we got our license.
Right.
Because I'm only responsible for as much as I can be responsible for.
Correct.
And I was there during this time in Thanksgiving, making sure that job got done. Making sure everything was supposed to do.
I agree.
When we could have done this in July. When we could have done this in August or July. But if you don't move on it, how is that my responsibility? It's crazy. The same thing with anything else. If we don't have the parts, if we don't have all this, how are we going to move? How do we get the job done?
Right. And so one of the things is, like, for example, in the case of School Dude, is that, like, the question came up of parts, how are we managing it, who the work order should go to from person to person, which was why we developed the work order process and procedures. So the question is, you're in a leadership position, you know? So it's not to say that you're going to do it, but it's like, hey, this isn't working out. The guys don't have parts. The guys, how are we going to resolve it? And making efforts to do that. Okay, so we've got a new guy that's in the warehouse.
And how
he's
long
doing
have
the
been
job.
Asking for a new guy? Since the day you started.
That's correct.
You.
Yeah, we did. And we
prior
moved on
to
that.
Prior to you, the executive director before that, I made the same issue. That Robert could not do the job.
Yes.
That was it.
But
and
it's
nobody
not
moved.
Simply.
It is simple because the person that you have there doesn't have a job duty. That is something that we've given them as other duties as assigned.
That's
Those
correct.
Guys are grounds guys. They're doing the work of of a clerk and everything else. They're grounds people.
Right.
Okay. So how if I come to you and say, hey, this person's not working out, if I'm the person in leadership, then I should have the ability to remove that person and put another person in there. And unfortunately, at that time, we didn't have anybody, but we had Ruben all this time. So if you don't give me the tools to work with, then it's not my responsibility to make sure everything gets done.
Correct. Problem. So in the case of the warehouse person, we went. I requested it in front of the personnel board in HR. I took it before the board. It got shut down. Okay. And, of course, you know, Robert left and we polled for potential people that could do the job. And it's working out. And it's working out.
I don't agree with it, all this that's happening.
Right. So, but let me tell you what the goal of this is. Like, what I'm looking for is not to be reactionary. I want to be like a proactive.
This is not reactionary? This is not?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is definitely reactionary.
I just
want to
make sure that I'm on the same page with you. This is reactionary because
write-ups are always reactionary.
The job that was supposed to be done back in the time when it was reported didn't get done. And it's my fault because I didn't push you to do it. Well, that's really good. That's really good. Maybe I should be like other employees and say I'm upset and I get to go home. Instead of staying here and working through my responsibilities like I have been. Okay. Manage personnel. Can't manage people that go over your head and then...
Yeah, that's correct. And I struggle with that myself. Yeah, I'll be the first to admit it. Yeah, I'll be the first to admit it. Sure. It's like an ongoing challenge for everybody. Yeah.
No, but if you put a standard down, it's not a challenge. If you put your standard down and say, I'm your boss, you report to me. If this is not the way I like it, this is the way it's going to get done. If you have people coming up to you and saying, making fun of your supervisor, saying, falsely accusing them of stuff that didn't happen, and they get away with closing the work orders.
So here's the thing. Let's talk about that.
Everybody's refusing to sign that because they think it's dumb. We already looked into all those work orders. There's four work orders.
Right.
Four work orders.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you what's happening. So the guys say, what I'm tired of is just BS sessions of slandering people, okay? So it's like, look, if you have a specific complaint, then we're going to investigate it, and we're either going to get to the bottom of it, and it's going to go away, or something's going to be adopted to resolve it. So right away, everyone yeah, that happens, you know? A few people, not just Gene, to say that. All right, fine. You want to say that work orders are being closed? This shouldn't be something personal about one other person, and we know who that is, okay? Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be about one accusation from a specific person, okay? All right, all of you are saying, fine, here it is. Either you say, yes, it's true, sure, you witnessed it, or, oh, well, it's not really panning out, is it? I mean, it's not panning out.
But what happens to those people that are falsely accusing you, just keep accusing you? They're getting away with the situation instead of you putting a stop to it. That person should be written up because he's falsifying information, trying to lie, trying to make you look bad, trying to make me look bad.
Right.
And instead, you don't put your foot down and say, this is wrong, you need to be written up. Instead, we just let him keep going and keep going, even with emails, even with everything. It's getting out of hand. I reported that one employee was going to hit another employee. You never did anything about it.
When was that?
With Ramon. I told you that I came in and told you that Ramon had had it enough that day that Gene went over there and attacked him. At Davenport, I told you he was about to hit him, but he held himself, came back and reported to me. I put that in my grievance. It's all there. Nothing got situated. Nothing has gotten fixed. The only thing is spiraling out of control.
That's correct.
And you know what? The thing is that it might make me look bad, but it also makes you look bad.
Yeah, it also does.
Because you are the boss. You're the last person. The buck stops with you.
Yeah. Well, there's several bucks, but... I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you that the thing with Gene and it needs to be addressed. I agree with you. So the thing with PM Direct is basically just to make gradual progress towards it. You know, whatever you
determine. How do you make gradual progress of something that you've never been trained at? I don't understand that. I mean, you guys get to go out and travel with wherever the district sends you, yet we don't get any training. And we're the workers here. We're the ones that get the job done.
Right.
We make you look good. But yet, when it comes to training of this material or new material, that's crazy. The last time I took a test, the last time I took any training in wastewater was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago. Please tell me if there's nothing has changed in TCEQ, any regulations.
Have you requested to attend a wastewater treatment?
Before you came, yes. And then when you came, I said, I need to take a test and I need training. And you said, you'll do fine. That's what you told me, straight up in my face right here.
Okay. Well, I don't remember, but I can tell you this.
Of course,
we only remember, of course.
What's most impacts you the most, right?
So let's just say in the case of the boilers, they went to training. In the case of this other seminar that
you haven't gone to, but we didn't go to training. We couldn't. It was the first 2 days of school. Nobody went. We were backed up with all the work that needed to be done.
With the flyer and all of that, the boiler class?
I told you we didn't go because it was the second day of school. We didn't go.
Okay.
I informed you. I said, you know what?
All right.
And you said, well, see if you can get one later. And I talked to the lady and I said, when you have other trainings, please send it to us.
There's a training this morning.
This morning?
Yeah, but what is this?
No, that's for December 5th. Yeah, we submitted it as soon as I looked at it.
I mean...
But come on, that's... That's fine. What do you need me to do? What do you need me to initial?
Well, at the bottom of each page is this document, as well as this document here. So,
So you're giving me a counseling before a rip... Oh, okay.
No, it's like the same thing. And this is just like the backup.
I just want to tell you that this doesn't stop here.
Yeah, I know. They told me.
But no, well, we have rights. We have rights.
Yeah, I understand that.
We have rights. And
so,
and when you do your job and somebody else doesn't follow through and you're getting blamed for it, this doesn't clear us of anything. This doesn't clear you of anything.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't. It doesn't because, like I said, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you're the executive director of this department.
Right.
Can I have a copy, please?
Yeah, here's a copy for you. Here. So, here's the thing. I felt that one of the mistakes was...
Can I have a copy of the counseling?
Yeah. I felt that one of the mistakes was, like, for example, in the past, that, like, you know, no one, like, hit things, like, head-on, like, and have these kinds of situations where, like, look, what I want this is just to serve as a landmark, you know, not to ever repeat itself again. But just to say, like, let me just tell you in the case, a lot of... Self-learning, let's just say in the case of the trainings or things like that, I mean, have I ever received training in preventative maintenance? No, I never have. But I can tell you, just from hanging out with people, or even of the things that we've already discussed, it says, you know, things like here. You determine what things can be addressed by the PM program, okay? How do you organize it? Collecting the information, the manufacturer's recommendations, collecting all of that. I mean, those are steps that, you know, if you're in maintenance, and you know what those steps are, that you know what the procedures need to be made, how the things can be tagged. We've talked about this before, you know. Assembling all of that information. If you want to learn how to use a program, the internet is available. If you want a formal class, we talked about the things that School Dude provides online. Priscilla has that information. She's had those people before. And I have to tell you, in the case of, like, for example, your professor, he knows. I learned a lot of the preventative maintenance stuff from him. I have, like, his flowchart and everything. I mean, a lot of it comes from him. And their self-learning is, I mean, I got to be honest with you, in the beginning, I had a hard time getting a handle of the budget, and so I'm, like, was a little reticent to do things. Now I'm a little bit more comfortable, slightly, but not completely. And, I mean... Not everything can be handed, and not everything can say, well, I have to do the wastewater treatment, so we can cast aside preventative maintenance district-wide. We can't afford to do that. We have to make gradual steps, you know, whatever you determine those to be, you know, but we do have to make gradual and consistent things, and we have to be consistent and thorough in, like, using the School Dude and working towards how we're going to... complete those in a reasonable manner.
Are we done?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.